Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Outskirts of Huntsville, Alabama, by the name of the Moses Chapel, Primitive Baptist Church. We had a choir there, That was a young lady that sang in that choir by the name of Barbara Cowan. Barbara used to sing a little old song that was very dear to my heart. We can't sing it like Barbara. We just have to sing it the way the Lord gave it to us. Jerome, I want you to come to the mic and sing this song for people all over the country. I want you to take your time and sing this song for me, if you don't mind. Take your time and sing it from your heart.
Tendi and this conference, your host is joined.
Time is saying this verse for everybody at Moses Chapel. I have found a Savior. And he's so sweet tonight. And he's so sweet. Oh, I know. Tell them what he'll do for you.
Y'all know what he holds his loving arms all around me. Oh, to protect me through the day.
Can I get a witness tonight? yeah. All over the country to join in. Help us sing this song.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Right there. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh, oh, oh.
I'm purchased by God. I'm born of His Spirit. I'm washed in His blood. This is my story.
This is here today just to praise you. I came here today just to lift your name on high. Lord, I came here today just to say how much I love you. I love you just because you are. I came here today just to thank you. I came here today just to express my gratitude. Oh Lord, I came here today to let you know I really love you. I love you just because you are.
Hallelujah. We bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. You woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We praise your name. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, O God. And so, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. Thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your loving kindness. We bless your name. We praise you, O God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God. Thank you, Lord. Father, we adore you. Father, we worship you. Thank you. We bless your name. We praise your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of his sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless God for each and every one of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and we will be glad in it. I was glad when it said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. So we bless the name of Jesus. We praise his name. We worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Hallelujah. We adore you, O God.
Conference muted.
Magnify you, Father. We praise you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. If I had thousands and thousands and trillions of tongues, it is not enough to say thank you. Father, we come boldly to the throne of grace to express our love to you, to tell you how much we love you. We come to ask for mercy also. Your mercies are new every morning. Your word says if we regard sin in our hearts, you will not hear our prayers. So, Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned, we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we come with hearts of repentance, asking to forgive us, O God. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. Forgive us, O God. Forgive us, have mercy. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Oh, God, have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us. Have mercy, oh, God. Your mercies are new every morning. Release your mercy upon each and every one of us, oh, God. Have mercy upon this household. Have mercy, oh, God. Mercy, oh, God. Mercy in the name of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus over the airways, the cyberspace, and networks. This radio service, we release the blood of Jesus. We soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. Our homes in the blood of Jesus. Our environments in the blood of Jesus. Father God, the blood, we soak this service in the blood of Jesus, the airways, the cyberspace, the network. We soak our spouses in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus, our children in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we soak our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews in the blood of Jesus. We soak this day in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerning this day in the precious blood of Jesus Christ, Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Oh God, the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, oh God. Oh, the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we took everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus Christ. Let the life of Almighty God that is in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let the life of Almighty God that is in the blood, that is in the blood, that is in the blood of Jesus. The life of Almighty God that is in the blood of Jesus. Father God, resurrect everything that you have planned and ordained for our lives in the name of Jesus. Let the life of God that is in the blood of Jesus, oh God, resurrect every dead area that the enemy has caused to stay dead. Let everything that God has ordained for our lives be resurrected through the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Let the life of God in the blood of Jesus Christ heal us, oh God. Let the life of God that is in the blood of Jesus Christ heal our body, our souls, and our spirit. Let the life of God in the blood of Jesus heal every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the name of Jesus. Let the life of God in the blood of Jesus perfect everything that concerns our lives. The life of God that is in the blood of Jesus, bless the work of our hands. The life of God that is in the blood of Jesus Christ, arise, oh God. Yes, Lord, release our overflow and abundance of blessing. Give us wisdom in the name of Jesus. Give us understanding. Give us counsel. Give us might, O God, in the name of Jesus. The life of God in the blood of Jesus Christ. Renew our minds. Renew our brain cells. The life of God in the blood of Jesus Christ. Renew our thoughts. Renew our minds. Gloria Masetriaco. Revive our spirit, man. Gloria Masetriaco. In the name of Jesus, release the blood. Let it flow like a tsunami. Oh God, in every area of our life, remove every darkness from in our lives. The blood of Jesus. We flush this womb in the blood of Jesus. Cleanse this womb, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we declare this womb holy unto the Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Almighty God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. And the glory within us, O God, be a wall of fire around our children and the glory within them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, this morning we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, put the arm on our spouses, on our children and grandchildren, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Father God, we thank you, O God, for the armor, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we cancel every work of darkness in the name of Jesus. O God, that the enemy has released in our lives, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. We cancel every, we nullify, O God, every work of darkness, seen and unseen, noon and unknown. And we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus, and we superimpose all of God's plans and purpose for our lives will prevail in the name of Jesus. Father God, every satanic calendar, O God, that has our names on it, we release the blood to erase the satanic calendars with our agendas. With our names, we erase it. We cancel every evil agenda against us, against this ministry, against our children. In the name of Jesus, we cancel to the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. Only the counsel of Almighty God shall stand concerning our lives, concerning our children's lives, concerning our grandchildren's lives, in the name of Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, we superimpose, oh God, all your plans and purposes for our lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you have placed for this day, for this hour, for this day, oh God. Let it be manifested in the name of Jesus. Father, this morning, we pray for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Send your holy angels to assist us, to guide us, to protect us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Let your holy angels, O God, guide and protect us and do your biddings in our lives. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. We praise your name. We worship you, Almighty God, in the beauty of your holiness. O Father God, breathe, breathe upon us. Release your breath upon us, O God. Release your breath upon each and every one of us, O God. Release your breath in this atmosphere. Release your breath on this radio, the airways, the cyberspace, the networks, on each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you and we bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We bless your name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, you are our strength and our salvation. We thank you, Lord. When we're weak, you're strong. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to turn your Bible to the book of Galatians. And I like to read the whole thing, but this morning we're talking about, we started with the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We did fruitness. And this morning, before we even go in, we ask the Lord for all his goodness pass before each and every one of us this morning. Let his goodness, all his goodness, all his goodness, pass before us in the name of Jesus. In the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised, that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ is become of no effect unto you, whatsoever of whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. Neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love. Ye did run well. Who did hinder you that ye should not obey the truth? This persuasion cometh not of him that calleth you. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. I have covenants in you through the Lord that you will be none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. And brethren, if I yet preach circumcision, why do I suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. I would they were even cut off, which trouble you. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty. You have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love, serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this. Pay attention. Please listen to this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor if ye bite and devour one another. Take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary to the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. But if you be led of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresies, envy, murder, drunkenness, revealing, and such like, of which I tell you before. Have I told you in the time past that they that do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are of Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and love. If we live in the Spirit, let us walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. The fruit of the Spirit is love. It starts with love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. Today we're talking about love. We're starting this week about love. Let us look at Matthew 22:36-40. Get your wish is the greatest commandment in the law. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Hallelujah. Love. And then this is Jesus speaking about love. Then let's look at 1 Corinthians 13. Hallelujah. Love is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I want you to pay attention to these things. We are doing the fruits of the Holy Spirit. When you walk by the Holy Ghost, when you walk by the Spirit, these fruits will be manifested in your life. Amen. In the name of, these are our behaviors. Hallelujah. What is love? Let's look at it this 1 Corinthians 13. If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to hardship that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrong. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails. Love never fails. Hallelujah. But there are prophecies. They will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be still. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we for when completeness comes, what is in part disappear. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child, and I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put the ways of childhood behind me. For now we see only a reflection as in a mirror. Then shall we see face to face. Now I know in part, then shall I know fully, even as I'm fully known. And now these three, faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. So take time and read 1 Corinthians, hallelujah. God is love. You cannot even go to the next fruit if you do not start with love. Hallelujah. So let's look at 1 John. 1 John, I'm going to read from the NIV, 1 John 4:7-21. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whosoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son in the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is complete in us. This is how we know that we live in him and he in us. He has given us of his being and testified that the Father has sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. This is how love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment in this world. We are like Jesus. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God yet hates his brother, a sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command: anyone who loves God must also love their brother and their sister. God is love. You start with the fruit of love before you even go to the next fruit, because if you go to the next fruit and you do not have love, that's not even you're not manifesting the fruit, because it always starts with love. Hallelujah, because God is love. We cannot love God and hate our fellow man. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love is not envious. Love is not jealous. Love does not insist on its own way. Hallelujah. So we can say all, we talk about God's goodness passing before us last week. But how can his goodness pass before us when we do not have his love, agape love, the love of Christ in us? Hallelujah. So love is a baseline for every fruit, every gift, every talent. Is that foundation for all every fruit talent to be developed. It has to start with love. Hallelujah. We say the word, but we do not. Our lives does not show the love of Christ in us. The body of Christ has come to a place, from my observation, people looking to see the love of God, and they visit churches for the first time, and they turn away, they don't want to go back, because they don't see, they sense the love, agape love. Let us love one another, just as, hallelujah, love is patient and kind. Hallelujah. Let us walk in his love, and let us glorify the name of Jesus. So we're going to go deeper into love this whole week, agape love. We'll go deeper and deeper into love, into this. I want you us to pray. Let the Holy Spirit bring us into remembrance of things that bring us into remembrance of the things that we've done that does not show love. So think sin. You cannot love your brother and sister and be evil. You cannot love your brother and sister and pray the dangerous prayers against the, what they call danger, which comes from the pit of hell. You cannot love your brother and sister, and you see them, and they need something, and you have it, and you just hug them and you kiss them, but you do not share what you have. Hallelujah. Love is very important. That's what the world needs, and is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for this prayer time. We thank you for this service. We thank you for your word on love. Love is patient. Love is kind. Lord, we thank you as we go through this week studying about the fruit of the Holy Spirit and zeroing in on love. Give us a deeper understanding and revelation of what it means to love. That Christ's love shows in us. So through us, that we, to the way we treat others, oh God. We want God to do things for us, but we don't want to be do for no one. Teach us how to love as Christ loved. Teach us how to walk in the love of the love. God is love. Let love be the foundation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we thank you for loving us that you sent your only begotten Son for propitiation of our sins. We thank you, Lord, for God so loved the world. We bless you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. So this week as we move on, let the love of God that is in us be released to everyone we speak to, everyone we touch, everyone we work with. Let them see Christ's love in us. And those that are finding it difficult to love, Lord, I pray that you will touch their hearts and take every negativity out, oh God. Whatever has hurt them, oh God, heal that bow in Gilead. Heal them of their wounds. Let your love pour in and through us. Release your love in our homes. Release your love in our jobs. Release your love. Let our environment be saturated with the love of God. Father, this morning we thank you and we bless you. Lord, we lift up this morning Mother Brooks, oh God, celebrating her birthday, oh God. We ask you to bless Mother Brooks in a special way, oh God. Father, she is so important to this ministry, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, and we thank you for Mother Brooks. We thank you for our family, our children, our grandchildren. Father God, I pray that you will give her the desires of her heart, oh God. You know what Mother Brooks stands in need of, oh God. And so, Father, we pray that you will provide for her according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Father God, we pray for good health, sound mind, long life, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, strengthen her, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh Father God, we thank you for your love that you placed in her. She exemplified to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for her commitment in the name of Jesus for all these years, Mother Brooks, being always committed to this ministry, oh God. We thank you, Lord. May we receive you. You are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. Father, reward her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give her a tangible reward, oh God. Bless her, oh God. Bless the work of her hands. Bless her going in and her coming out. Bless her exceedingly abundantly. Shield her with favor in the name of Jesus. Because, Father God, Mother Brooks brought. Some of the Mother Brooks brought Pastor Young. And Father God, she was the first with us. We thank you, O God, for her life. And we pray, O God, that she will fulfill every plan and purpose that you have for her. We thank you for the strength that you have given her. We thank you, Lord. We give you glory. May she feel the presence of your love, tangible presence, not only this day, but every day of her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. From thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Happy birthday to Mother Brooks. I know she's probably not on right now, but will be on at 9. So say happy birthday for her in the name of Jesus. So please join us at 9 for Bible study, and we'll be saying happy birthday to Mother Brooks. We love you. And God bless each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.